Just a final question about Tony Blair. He said also in this article, "Don't underestimate the damage having Nigel Farage address the European Parliament in that way does to our interests." Do you think you went a little bit over the top in that speech earlier this week?
So let's just get this straight, shall we? I tried to speak to the European Parliament to say, let's be grown up, let's be sensible, let's recognise that a trade deal is in both our interests. I was shouted down so aggressively that for the first time in 17 years in that institution, the President of the Parliament twice had to stop my speech and say to the people, stop behaving like UKIP. They're the ones that normally shout here. I was accused of scaremongering on a Nazi scale. I was called all the names under the sun. And the only retort I gave was to say that none of them had ever had a proper job in their lives. I think I was very restrained under the circumstances.
I spoke to Douglas Carswell earlier in the week, and he said that the tone that you struck wasn't in the interests of the nation.
Well, what would he know?
You and he really have fallen out, haven't you?
We find somebody inside our party who doesn't agree with anything the party stands for. It's a very odd state of affairs.
Do you think he should go back to the Tories? I mean, why don't you expel him? If he's not on your wavelength at all, you've expelled Suzanne Evans, why not do it to him?
I don't get involved with it. As I've explained to you in the past, as leader of UKIP, I don't get involved with any of this. You know, I don't micromanage the thing. That'll be up for the party's NEC to decide on Monday.
And is this on the agenda?
I don't know. You have to ask the chairman. I don't get in. I do the politics. I don't do the man management. But it is a very odd state of affairs. Why would you join a party like UKIP with me as the leader and with our policies manifesto and then from almost day one of joining disagree with everything we say or do? I find it really, really odd.
So is he a bit of a cuckoo in the nest, as people are saying Michael Gove was with Boris Johnson? Is that the accusation?
Well, cuckoos, of course, throw out the other chicks or the other eggs. I don't think Mr. Carswell's managed to do that.